Thank you, Chair Roperteur. This is a joint statement of the IOE and USCIB. The global business community has serious concerns about Article 6's divergence from the UNGPs in many respects. First, 6.1 ignores the fundamental problem of the lack of state enforcement of already existing laws. To quote the UNGPs, the failure to enforce existing laws that directly or indirectly regulate business respect for human rights is often a significant legal gap in state practice. It is important, therefore, for states to consider whether such laws are currently being enforced effectively, and if not, why this is the case and what measures may reasonably correct the situation. Further, 6.1 should be clear that it applies to all businesses, and not just those of a, quote, transnational character, unquote. This is because the bulk of human rights abuses are committed by purely domestic businesses. 6.2 is defective in that it fails to create legal protections for business enterprises that engage in good faith human rights due diligence. Safe harbor provisions or due diligence defenses are common in various bodies of law. The working group should consider, just as an example from the United States, such defenses created in the Fair Labor Standards Act, as well as the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Indeed, such a process-oriented approach is very much in line with the UNGPs. On 6.2D, we want to underscore our serious concerns about the enumeration of only some stakeholders, but not others. Indeed, it is up to democratically elected officials to determine and consult with all relevant stakeholders as needed. If stakeholders must be enumerated in this article, as the main subject of the treaty process, businesses as well as employer organizations should be explicitly included. In 6.3, we recommend adding the word resources so that competent authorities have the necessary means to carry out their role. We also encourage the deletion of the term, quote, undue influence, unquote, in line with our general stance that subjective language should be avoided. Finally, 6.4 and 6.5 contain many problematic aspects that are overly burdensome on business, and we welcome the UK's reservations expressed yesterday. Fundamentally, the rigidity of this language diverges from the UNGP's flexibility that businesses conduct due diligence according to their context, size, industry, etc. Further, it remains unclear what third parties refer to in 6.5, and here too the language is not in line with the UNGPs, where the focus is on businesses' responsibility to use leverage over other entities to prevent adverse human rights impacts. Thank you, Chair.